You can take your seats this morning. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Incredible times that we live in, incredible day, incredible season, incredible hour. What an incredible right here, right now. And I love the scripture that says, and you know it if you've been here for any length of time or you're a viewer, this is the greatest season of our lives. You know why? This is the day God made. It didn't just show up. It didn't just happen. This is the day God made. He created and He formed it. And so we say this is a day that God has made. Let's rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. There's a lot of news and there's a lot of information, and I read the news every day, and you all know that. And I love the news because it's good. And if you read news that is not good, then you're reading the wrong information. Word teaches us to do a few things that just transform our lives. It says, I give Him all the praise and all the glory. Psalmist said, I meditate on your word day and night. It never leaves my mind. I think about you all the time. I make mention of your name all the time. You know, one of the best things to strengthen a relationship to your spouse, to your wife, and we do it in my house all the time, my wife and I, we do it with our daughters. Just tell them how much we love one another. I can't wait for my wife to get up in the morning so I can say, good morning, darling. How beautiful you are, how wonderful you are, I love you, or I missed you. She'll say to me, I missed you last night. And I'll say, well, I was right beside you. She said, but we were sleeping. And she says, I mean it, I missed you. Those little things mean a lot because it's really the nature of God and it's connected. The Word says marriage is a mystery, and that mystery really is Christ. And that mystery and the love of God is all about, I mean, it's many things, but we're going to condense it down to one thing. It's how much God loves you and what He does when He loves. He reveals who He is. He shares who He is. And you've probably heard someone say at some point, God's all you need. And what do we say here? It's all there is. He's not just all you need. He's all there is. He's just not everything you need. He's everything there is. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And so we live in a world today where it depends, the world you live in depends on what you believe. The world that we live in today, what condition, and I'm not talking about everyone's ideas, I'm talking about the world that God created, the thing we wake up in the morning, open our door and put our foot on. The world that we look out morning, noon, or night and say, this is the day God has made. How that day unfolds and what that day is not really up for grabs. It's up for interpretation. And it really is. The day that we live in, what is going on today? And the Word says there will be a time that you will hear all kinds of information. It'll be a day that's referred to as a perplexity of time. An unusual time, perplexity of nations, which means they cannot find a way in or out. There seems to be no answer. And some people believe that's the day that we live in, a time of perplexity of nations. And then the question would be, what do we do? What do believers do? Let's just keep it right there. What do we do as believers? What do we do in a world when there's so much information and so much of it is really disappointing? I read the news every single day. I read the good news of Jesus Christ. Because in the news, I read that He rules over all information. He rules over all the kingdoms of the earth, and I believe that. I don't read it and say that's good in theory, but, you know, we have stuff to deal with. And we all know that there are things that we deal with, but again, the condition of the world is really about the interpretation that you have about the world that we live in. And the reason for that is God's initial design was that He created the earth and He gave man dominion in the earth. And He said, subdue it, For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, He is God. He formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I mean, there's a lot of scripture that agrees and ties in and communicates the same message. But God only really has to say it once. And so He said it once, and He said it again and again. But when God said it once, it's established. And He created you and I to inhabit the earth. You know, the earth is an amazing thing. You'll take one little seed and throw it in the ground, and then the earth throws back 100 times more. You put one little seed in the ground, you plant it, you bury it, and the earth just erupts with fruit, with vegetables or trees. It's amazing how willing the earth is to give back so much more. It's amazing how willing the earth is to bless God's people. It's amazing. And in the genesis of time, in the beginning, when God made it all, He told man, He said, I want you to take dominion. And then God told Adam, He said, whatever you name the animal, that is the name thereof. And not, it wasn't guesswork, it wasn't piecework, it wasn't trying to figure it out. God was saying, I made you in my image and my likeness. I know what a giraffe is, and because I know, so do you. I know what a lion is, because I do, so do you. Because the Word says, if we will hear, if we have an ear to hear, we'll hear what He's saying. And Adam could hear what God was saying. So the Word says, whatever Adam called it, that was the name. And he was accurate. He didn't make up the name of a lion. He heard God revealed to him because he bore the heart of God, because he was created by the Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. The Spirit of God. And then they gave up dominion because they were looking for something outside of the Word of God, outside of what God said, outside of what God had given them. And God said, I've given you everything. And the Word says in the New Covenant, I've given you all things, everything, anything and everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that calls you to glory and virtue. And it's what I said in the beginning. Right here in this house, we love to give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise because He's the only one that it's due. He's the only one that's worthy. He's the only one we should praise. He's the only one we should thank. He's the only one we should acclaim His glory and His honor. That word glory. But He said He created it. And interestingly enough, it said He created in darkness. You think about it. God created the world in darkness. Interesting, right? God created the thing we don't like, unless it's time to go to bed, go to sleep. We don't like darkness. And we contend against darkness. And so we wonder, what do we do in a world so full of darkness? And number one, one of the first things, and Jesus told us exactly what to do. Told us exactly what to do. He made it clear. He made it simple. He made it obvious. And He said it straightforward. But what is it in a world that seems so full of darkness? Number one, God's given us dominion in the earth. What do we say about it? What do we name it? What are we going to call today? What do we say about today? What day is this? Some may say this is perilous times. These are times of jeopardy and uncertainty and fear and doubt and darkness. Some might say that. And then to them, according to your faith, that's the world you live in. But you can't do a lot to bring change. And Paul warned us in the Scriptures. He said, don't be conformed. Or we say here, don't be conned into the form of the world. Don't be told by the world what day it is. Don't be afflicted with the ideas of doubt and uncertainty. Don't doubt the Word of God. This is the day God has made. He blessed it, and I call it good. and I choose to rejoice in it. So what do we do? What do we say? How do we think? What do we pray? Jesus told us exactly what to do. He said, when you pray, he said, don't pray like the Pharisees. Don't pray like the religious folks. Don't pray like those that pray so they can be heard and receive glory from others. We could say the same thing. Don't sit there and agree with the world. Don't sound like the world so they know that you're as afraid as they are. Don't let the world see you sweat. Glorify the Lord. I give God praise at all times. I meditate on His law. His praise, His name, His word is continually in my mind. How can you doubt that the world that we live in is blessed when you know the God you serve is? He's full of goodness and only good. His thoughts towards us are good. So who's in authority? Who rules and who reigns? God rules over the circle of the earth. But He created this place and He created it in darkness. Interesting. There are two sides to everything. Sometimes more. There's a lot of sides to a diamond. But there are at least two sides to everything. And God created it that way. Sometimes we see the one side. And God is eternal. He is without end. And the Word says that His ways are so high and His thoughts so miraculous, incredible, that we can't figure them out. And when we try to take dominion, or we try to rule in the earth, trying to figure it out. That's what Eve and Adam did. They tried to figure it out instead of letting God do what God created us to do. Christ revealed in us is the hope of glory. I mean, that's a pretty deep scripture if you think about it. The hope of glory, the hope of the glory of God being known, is Christ being revealed in us. Two sides of everything. Let's say today that heaven is one side of everything incredible. Would you agree with that? Heaven is there is no ill in heaven. There is no darkness in heaven. Heaven is heaven. How many want to go to heaven? Not today, but someday. All the glory of God, all the wonder of God is seen in heaven. We would tend to think, right? I mean, it's heaven. It's heaven. How could you not see all the glory of God? Because God's not one-sided. God is eternal. He's without end. His ways are beyond finding out. So what is the one thing that we should do? What is the one thing Jesus told us to do? One thing. He said, pray like this. I'm going to read it right out of the Word. He said, pray like this. This is what I want you to pray. This is what He said. Your kingdom come in Matthew 6, verse 10. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Simple prayer. Easy to remember. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Why not just in heaven, though? It's already there. And the glory of God is already there. Right? But then the Scriptures tell us no eye, meaning in heaven or earth, no eye has seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man, now it includes man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. His angels, they're called His sons, they love Him. Seraphim, the cherubim, they love God. They're His sons. We're on the earth, we love God. But He says, who I am cannot be figured out. Christ revealed in us, the Word says, is the hope of glory. What does God want to do? Who is He? He's love. What does love do? It brings you in. It embraces you. It shares with you what it is. Good morning, sweetheart. I love you. You look beautiful today. What do you mean I look beautiful? I just got out of bed. I know. That's what I'm saying. How can you look so good getting out of bed like that? And she does. Love shares. Love sees the glory. The Word says, as He is, so are we in this world. What is it talking about? Love. What does love do? It sees and shares the glory of God. So if you want to love, you share the glory of God. What do we do in perilous times? Pray this way. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth. That's what he said. Because it's a lot different here when it happens. Even though it's the same that happens up there, it's just a lot different when it happens here. It's so different. It's the other side. That's that side. Jesus said, that's that side. I'm from there. This is this side. You're from here. But my Father made it for his purpose and for his pleasure. It was all made, and so are you. He made it all. Not by mistake, not by chance, not by happen chance or happenstance. He just made it on purpose for purpose. He made it on purpose for purpose. Because the glory of God can't all be seen in heaven. I mean, you can see the light and the glory of God, and there is no darkness, but you don't know what the glorious light does until you see what it does to darkness. You don't know. How would you know? So he said, my light shined in the darkness, and it couldn't comprehend it. That was another glory. The angels of God went, wow! I mean, we've stood in the light of God, but we never saw that side of the glory of God. So we think we're in trouble. We think we have problems, but Christ in you is the hope of glory. One time Jesus walked past a man, and the word says he had been blind since he was born. And the disciple said, Rabbi, which is to say teacher, who sinned, the man or his parents? And Jesus said, neither one. I mean, we know all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but that's not what he's talking about. He said, neither the man nor the parents. He said, this has taken place. This was allowed. This was designed. The man was made without sight, that the glory of God might reveal his sight. You can't see that in heaven because no one's blind. This is the glory of God. And it's so important to God that he made this incredible world, sent his Son to set us free. This wasn't happenstance. This was all planned from the beginning. Before the world was founded, Jesus, and his name is called Wonderful, Mighty God. His name is called the Word of God. We have an opportunity. All we need is a little revelation. We need to know how incredible this supposed jeopardous, uncertain, unparalleled time is that we're living in. It's a dark world. It makes me excited because when God made it, he made it dark on purpose. And the world was covered in darkness, but the other side of darkness is light. But the darkness, meaning that which is absent of light, is glorious too. The word says God dwells in darkness. But light and dark are the same to him. But when light shows up, how incredible is darkness that God, that is all light, could make it? How can light make darkness? He is a Trinity God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. There's more than one side to God. Matter of fact, he's endless. And because his ways are eternal and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom without end, the immortal, invisible God, it never ends. You think it ends when you get to heaven. This is God revealing his glory. What will happen in heaven as God gathers his bride, that it's called, which is the revelation of Christ, the unity of God? I wonder what heaven will look like, because the word says it's going to become new. How could heaven become new? And where is it coming to, the word says? Where is it coming? Anyone know the scriptures? It's coming down. Or is earth coming up? Either way we meet in the middle, something's going to happen. How incredible. Now, if you think about it, it can actually blow your mind. And it has mine. I've grabbed my head many times and just shook it and went, oh, I feel like my head's about to explode. I hear you, but it's more than I can comprehend. But I'm somehow understanding what you're saying. But this is where we want to focus. What do we do today in these, some say, unparalleled times? Jesus said, pray, kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Because no matter how bad it gets, there's always another side that's so good, and they both work together to reveal the glory of God. And you either suffer in misery looking at one side, you're a one-sided individual, or you take on two sides, which is the manifest glory of God. He said it like this, light and dark are the same to me, it doesn't matter. Because darkness shows the glory of my absence of my light that I created, and then it shows what light does to the absence of light, and it makes it light. And I'm God, all light, and I created both. Whatever that situation is you're looking at, whatever that world is you're looking at, Jesus said, the blind man, this wasn't an accident. This was for the glory of God, that the glory of God could be revealed. So he takes some dirt, he spits in it, rubs it in his hands, puts it on the guy's eyes, little mud, heals his eyes, created such chaos with the religious people. I love chaos. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love chaos. Because I don't believe there are accidents. I don't think accidents happen. There's only on purposes. Something happened you may not have intended, but it still was driven by a law or it couldn't take place, so that's not an accident. You may not have wanted the outcome. You may not have intended it, but in the sense, the true form of an accident, there is no such thing. Everything is driven by a law, or it doesn't happen. It can happen. But if we know how to live according to the law, what is the law? The law of faith. The law of faith. A lot of people use it, especially in church, to get stuff. The law wasn't given to us to get. It was given to us so we had the power to give. Because it's in sowing that we reap. Just like throwing a seed in the earth. You throw it in the earth and it throws back at you way more than you ever put in the soil. But sometimes we live by fear and not by faith, so we say that's good. But I just need God to give. No, God's given you all things. See, it's all about how you believe what God says, how much glory you give to His name. God, your glory, I lack nothing. I love to live my life thinking I lack nothing. There isn't anything I need. There isn't anyone I need to do anything for me. I need to love. I need to give. I need to bless. I need to speak. I need to declare the glory. I need to give. I'm anointed with the Holy Spirit to give. Give glory to His name. Give God praise. And then I don't feel like I lack anything, and then I don't. Because then the law drives everything to you, just like the law of sowing and reaping. You throw it in the ground, and it springs right back at you and says, take a whole lot more of this. The glory of God has to be revealed, and it's going to be revealed. Thus says the word of the Lord, the glory of God is going to be manifest in my earth, God says. And I'll raise up my creation who will glorify me and give me praise and call me God, their God, the only God. And through that praise, I will manifest my presence and my glory will be revealed. And what they call trouble, they will then call the favor and the blessing of the Lord. What they call death, they'll call life. What they call sickness, they'll call healing. What they call blindness, they'll call sight. They'll call it a wonder of the Lord because they will see the glory of God, which is more than one side that you see with your eyes. But it's the unsearchable God that is revealed by His Spirit. These are the days we're coming into. And they're great days. To everything, there is at least two sides. And God created all things for His purpose and for His pleasure. They were and they are created. So why did this happen to you? So the kingdom of God would come, His will would be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We say all the time, I love to come and make heaven restless. And some may say, what are you talking about, making heaven restless? My assignment, your assignment, isn't to see how well we do in the earth. That's the law of faith's job, the law of faith. My faith is to believe God. My faith, your faith, our faith, wherever you are, is not to try and see. It's more this believers look at this world as something to just conquer and overcome. But I love the word that says we're more. It's so much more than a battle. It's not about a battle at all, really. That's why God said, "I'll fight any battle. It's mine. You don't have to worry about that." What you need to do is walk in the victory, which is the glory of God. And whatever it is that you're looking at, I want you to show the other side. I want you to reveal the glory. Christ said it's through you the hope of glory would be manifest. Through you and I. The hope of heaven is that God will be glorified through you in a place that requires faith, in a place that isn't all illuminated, in a place where everyone and everything doesn't work according to plan, so the plan of God can reorchestrate it. It's called transformation, metamorpho, transform. It's a transforming reality of God's glory. So all things work together for good. Makes a little more sense. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse times of the trying of your faith. Or the world saying, faith, come and tell me who I am. Faith, tell darkness what's on the other side. God made the earth and it was covered with darkness. But on the other side of that was light. And God revealed them both. And heaven said, we've never seen that before. Glory, a new glory, after being in heaven for ever. A new glory, because the glory of God will never end, because He is without end. Without end. So He's going to do who He is, because He doesn't change. There will always be from glory to glory. He formed the earth and it was in darkness. And in that darkness was water, and the Spirit of God hovered over the darkness and hovered over the water. And God said, let there be light. Well, He is light. But He's saying, let it be manifest in this plane, in this world, in this dimension. And for the first time, heaven saw what light did to darkness. And darkness was not seen as bad. It was seen as a wonder. Because God changed it by the light that He is. The light of His Word. If you will, the other side of God, His Word. They're one. It's like a coin. It's one, but there's two sides. It's like a top and a bottom. It's two sides. You have a side from side to side, front to back, left to right, top to bottom. On the other side of the water is the land. So God said, let us show both sides. And God divided and parted the waters from the waters. Waters beneath, waters above. And the above He called the firmament, the heavens. And beneath they were one. But He divided to show both sides of the glory of His creation. Heaven, the skies, the seas, and the seas and the earth. And then He divided the water from the water, and land appeared the other side of the water. There's never a problem that the glory of God cannot reveal its purpose. And there is purpose to everything. Everything means something, or it wouldn't exist. And God is the meaning of all things. Even for sin, he sent his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus, your future has a name. The name of your future is Jesus. So John appears in the presence of the living God. This is all about prophecy. In the last days, says God, there's going to be awakening. Not just like you think, not just people prophesying, but prophecy is going to be revealed. What is that? The angel says to John when he bows down as he's ascended into the heavens of God. He bows down and he begins to worship the angel, and the angel says, don't let it be so. He said, you and I, we're brothers. I'm just this side, you're that side, but we're united in this together. We're looking for the same thing. We're looking for the revelation of the Word. We knew He was the Word, and then we heard the prophecy. His name is Christ, Jesus. We didn't know him like that before until he came into the earth. And the only begotten Son, we didn't know he was that. We saw a side of him we'd never seen before. What glory! So the heavens erupted and said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill. Why did he say that? Because the Word is come, and there's only goodwill in the Word. Goodwill to man. What awe. How can you not? God has spoken. How can we help but prophesy? So the angel says, don't do this. He said, worship God. That's what we do here. That's why we give no one else any credit. No one gets any praise. Only God. Because according to my faith, be it unto me. I'm never going to believe a demon or a devil into my life. I'm always going to believe the glory of God, because God's given me dominion in the earth. That's my blessing, honor, and favor. I get to call it what I want. And if I call it according to His Word, He agrees with me and it will be done. For when we pray according to His will, whatever we ask is done. I know it's His will that we walk in liberty and freedom, free from any evil, but walking in the righteousness of God. He even said when Lazarus died, this was that God would be glorified. Jesus said, Father, I know, but that they may know. Why? I want them to believe in this glory. So the angel says, worship God. For the revelation, the revealing, the testimony, the witness of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So when God created, of Him, through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So Jesus' name is the future. The name of your future is Jesus. Because He is the future. When He is revealed, the future shows up. He is the spirit of prophecy. In any place He shows up, things transform. You see the other side. When He came into the earth, you saw the other side of God's glory. The multiple, unparalleled, never-ending glory of God. The Word says He was the glory of God manifest in the flesh. What are we saying? The answer is, your kingdom come. Your will be done. Who is Jesus? He's the will of the Father. I do always the things that please the Father. This is not my will. It is the will of the Father. Jesus isn't just a name. Jesus is the Trinity of God. He's the Father. And then we have the Son. And we have the anointing, the Holy Spirit, Jesus the Christ. If you've seen the Father, you've seen me. They're three, but yet they're one. The Father's in the heavens, Jesus being baptized, and the Spirit of the Lord descends. We three of them see all three of them manifest at the same time. The other side. Heaven wouldn't be heaven like heaven is heaven if it wasn't revealed in the earth. We wouldn't know it. We wouldn't know what light does to darkness. We wouldn't know what life does to death. We wouldn't know what healing does to sickness. We wouldn't know what sight does to blindness. And those are all the attributes of God's glory, and they're necessary that we may know Him better. And so God creates a world, and He says, take dominion over it. You have a serpent that's cunning and wise, but it's good. I blessed it. The Word says that the serpent was the most cunning creature, meaning animal or beast, not spirit, animal, which the Lord God had made. And God put it in the earth, and He saw all that He had made, and He said, it's good, and He blessed it. God made that. Why? That Adam could know the glory of God in taking dominion. What does dominion mean? Reveal the glory of God. Call everything to worship Him and Him alone. How do we think? How should we think in these unusual times? Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, because when it shows up here, it's the other side. When God created the heavens, He says that the angels desire to look into those things which they cannot see except through us, the other side of the glory of God. He made it so everyone could see heaven and earth. He said, till heaven and earth, all He makes all things unite, both in heaven and in earth. This mystery is Christ revealed in us. What do? We centurion soldier it. We say there's no distance. Speak the word only. What is the word? Christ. What are we saying? Prophesy. What does that mean? Reveal that which is to come. Jesus is that which is to come. He always was. He always was that which was to come. He was prophesied from days of old. He was always that which is to come. He's always been the future. And we get to bear witness to Him, the future. We are anointed. We are empowered with the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the future, to prophesy. When you say, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth, we're saying, God, let another aspect of your endless glory be revealed in the earth, be seen through this creation that in the flesh of itself was nothing. And you showed it again, just like you made darkness by who you are, which is light, which is impossible, but you did it anyway, because nothing is impossible with you. And then you made human, who is not capable of being like God, and yet you made Him like God. And you glorified Him with yourself. Why? Same reason you healed the blind man. The same reason you raised Lazarus from the dead. The same reason you parted the sea. That your glory would be revealed. God could have sent down, there's more angels than there are humans on the earth. God could have sent down angels, picked them up and carried them over the sea, didn't have to split it. We know it can happen. He could translate them. He's done that too. But that heaven and earth would see the glory of God revealed, that a wonder of the Lord, that God said had never been seen in the earth before. It's time for that glory to happen again. Glory that hasn't been seen before. And why did it happen? Because one man by the name of Moses believed God. Because one man by the name of Abram, God turned his name into Abraham, believed God. Believe that no matter what God would be glorified. So we are the seeds of Abraham. What is that? A man that believes God can be glorified no matter what state you're in. Whatever your body says, whatever the economy says, whatever the world, whatever the law of the flesh says, the law of the Spirit conquers. You know what Jesus conquered really on the cross? We think of Him conquering death and conquering sin and conquering Satan. Who He really conquered was you and I. Because when He conquered us, He made us for His purpose. When we walk in favor of the Lord, when a man's ways please the Lord, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with Him. There is no power but of God. And these powers which be are ordained of God. All things were created by Him, through Him, for Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He made the good and the bad, the righteous and the unrighteous, the just and the unjust, and He reigns on them all. And He gives everyone a chance, an opportunity. He calls to them by their name, if you will only believe. There is no bad time. There's only time of doubt and disbelief. And that makes you think things are bad. But what God created was good, and God blessed it. And Jesus said, I'm going to the Father. And He said, all you've seen me do, you've seen, but you're going to see another side of the glory of God. You'll see things you didn't see me do. That word is still Jesus. That word is still future. Your future has a name. That name is Jesus. The revelation of Him is the spirit of prophecy, and prophecy is that which is to come. He said, you'll be filled with My Spirit, so you will bear witness to Me in all the earth, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. I'll make you My witnesses. It's time to believe God for that. It's time to turn off anything, that disbelieve anything that says anything. Adam and Eve, perfect world, without shame, no washing, no drying, no laundry soap, free indeed, shameless, guiltless, faultless, powerful. There's a tree and there's a serpent and they're both good, but God says, reveal My glory in them. Make them worship Me. The tree worships Me as long as you will trust Me and obey Me and don't touch it. And the serpent is a cunning creature made for you, so you can be more than a conqueror. You don't fight him. You don't defeat him. You subdue him with the glory of God, which clothes you. Worship God, just like the angel told John. Worship God. Worship God. So what do we say in this time? Your kingdom come, Your will be done in earth as in heaven. That's how we pray. And your prayers matter. The fervent prayers of the righteous avails much. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in the earth as it is in the heavens. It's Your will. Christ be revealed in me, the hope of glory. Christ revealed in us, the hope of glory. It won't happen otherwise. How fearfully and wonderfully made are we? What is man that You are mindful of him, and the sons of men that You visit him? You make him lower than the angels, and yet You crown him with glory. How great is God? How unsearchable his ways. Past finding out. Adam and Eve tried to find out. God said, no. That's the whole point of this earth. It's not about you figuring out. It's about it being revealed to you. Can't figure it out. Seek and I'll reveal. You will find. Knock and it'll be open. Ask and it shall be given. The days before you are the greatest days of your life. The day you're living in is the greatest season of your life. You're living in the most incredible, glorious, opulent, amazing time of all time. Because God is revealing by His Spirit, His will. He's revealing, He's prophesying the future. And His name is Jesus. This is the greatest season of your lives. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise to your name. Because you are so worthy of praise and glory and honor, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Mighty God. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not what you need or what you want, as you may suppose. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. And Father, we praise you, and we thank you, and we worship you, and we love you. We glorify your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God be glorified, be revealed through your people, the hope of glory. Open the eyes of the blind, raise the dead, stubborn intellects. Be revealed, be glorified in your earth and in your people. Be manifest, not of might nor of power, but by your Spirit, God, we pray. Be glorified. We glorify you, Father. We worship you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you. We call you Lord to the glory of God, Jesus, the future, the one and only God, the only Lord and Savior. I pray that there is no conformity to the world, but that you were transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove and show the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God, that God is glorified in and through you, in all you are, in all you say, in all you do. The Lord be glorified in you and through you, in the midst of you all. God be glorified. God be praised. God be worshipped. He is Lord in all, through all, to all God be glory. In all to God be glory. And by all to God be the glory. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you, mighty God. Peace and joy. These are the greatest season of your life. God is anointing this generation to prophesy the glory and the kingdom of God, to see seas part, to see the wind of God blow and bring in new seasons, new days, new times, to see the miraculous take place. Many of you are going to forget you were sick. You're going to wake up just knowing you're well. Those that are hopeless will wake up with hope. Why? Because we're calling for the glory of God to reveal the other side of what your situation is, what God's will is, why it exists. Doesn't matter, but what's going to happen with it does. God's glory will reveal the other side. All things work together for good. Because we love you, and we are the called according to your purpose and your purpose alone, Father. And in this we give you praise and glory and honor. For it's all yours. It all belongs to you. It's all due you. And we get to be the instruments of your glory. We are called to glory and virtue. And God, we praise you and we thank you and we worship you for that. In Jesus' name. Are there believers in the house today? You know the path God has set you on is the right way. We are tied to heaven and heaven is tied to us. And we pray, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We'll have our daily bread. We'll forgive and we'll be forgiven. We will bless because we are blessed. And the law of faith has redeemed us from the law of sin and death, the other side. Whatever the day of crying is, the glory of God will reveal the glory that is to be seen and known. You are blessed. You are increased. You are in love with the Lord. You're in love with the will of God. You're in love with the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is being manifest in the earth. Father, we praise you. Know it to be so. So let it be now. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. According to your word, so let it be now. In Jesus' name, in the word's name, in the identity and the power of the future's name, in the name of the word of prophecy, in the name of the revelation of the spirit of prophecy, Jesus, the Christ, the living Son of the living God. And everyone said, amen. Amen. To God be the glory, the praise, the honor, and the power. The altar is before you. Worship the Lord. You bring your tithe, your offering. Sow a seed in this incredible season. I'd encourage you to sow a seed in the soil of this word you've heard today and call out your future. It's incredible. The mystery hidden for generations, but now revealed to and through his saints. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
The kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory.
God be the glory, the honor, and the power forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Father, we give you praise for the gift, the seed, the sower. Thank you for all you do through your people. According to your word, O God, according to the faith of those, Lord, that obey you, trust you, believe you, pull upon the heavens of God and pray, let it rain. Whatever we loose from the earth is released from the heavens. The heavens release because of what happens in the earth. We make heaven restless. We are anointed to move the heavens of our God and of His Christ. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord that abides in us. And God, we give you praise. God, increase you according to His word and His will. All that believe in who He is, that He is, and obey Him, because He's Christ in you. God's blessing, God's favor reigns powerfully, continually on you. Favor, blessing, world without end. In Jesus' name. You are dismissed. Go out with a prophetic shout. Come on.